This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the markets are not having a good day, and it hasn't been a good time. Now, normally at this time of year, we do see the old crop prices start to suffer as the global marketplace starts to look at what we can produce coming up this fall. Well, the problem is, though, we aren't moving grain internationally, and we aren't seeing sales that are really popping up with any regularity for our new crop. We're definitely not seeing very much in the way of larger sales to China. We'll talk about what the whole market situation is right after this.
Heat up the summer with an Iowa Soybean Association farmer membership powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Access timely industry info, engage in on-farm research, and join producer programs, all designed to support your operation's unique needs. Activate or confirm your membership before August 31st and be entered to win one of many unique prizes, including a solo stove. Visit iasoybeans.com today to learn more. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers.
As we mentioned earlier, the marketplace has not seen much activity for the United States crops from China. In fact, just last week, we finally saw our first flash sale officially. Tyler Schaus with AgMarket.net, and he talks about China's purchase and how the market views it.
We had a flash sale report, really the first that we've seen China come in, or confirmed of China coming in and buying any new crop beans. They bought 132,000 metric tons. There have been a few sales to unknown destinations, which is most likely China, but this is the first time we've seen China show up on new crop sales. We're way behind, and that's what a lot of us have been arguing on the bean market, causing some concern, is just that lack of demand from China for U.S. soybeans really plaguing this market.
Now, the Chinese purchase, while good, isn't necessarily great news, because, of course, China has this habit of purchasing but never taking delivery. So that money can't be counted until we really have it in our hands. And when you look at how much China invested into South American crop production so they can guarantee a supply, they're not necessarily going to look to the United States until they have to. And when you couple that with a rocky trade relationship as of late, it's tough to sell to the world's biggest buyer.
The gorilla in the room has been and will continue to be South America, and just their increase in land that goes into production for soybeans. China has invested heavily in that market. There's no doubt it's the after effects of politics for the last 4 or 5 years. And they've invested to try to source their beans elsewhere. That is off the ground and running. And I don't imagine it's going to change a lot unless we see some major issues within the growing season in Brazil and Argentina moving forward.
When I was in Brazil, you could see the available acres that could still be put into crop production, and it was astronomical. And while they have no government assistance programs to help farmers either get started or continue development, you can't blame them for wanting to get financing from wherever they can. And China's got money readily available. Chow agrees that this situation is going to force us to have to develop other markets much more.
I see that as that will be the story that continues throughout the years, just the lack of Chinese involvement in the U.S. market, which means we're going to have to find other places to send our beans. Now, there will be some buyers that get displaced by China, sourcing more and more beans from South America. But at the end of the day, we've got to find alternative uses for our soybeans moving forward.
And of course, outside of international concerns, the macro economy is also a large factor, especially when you factor in the events of the past weekend. We've got more information online at iowaagnet.com, and you can learn more about agmarket.net by visiting their website at agmarket.net. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.